Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Just turned. There we go. Okay, yeah. All right, here we go. Where do we start on this Monday morning? Man, what a weekend. God, as much as I'd have loved to just been camping or hanging out on the water this weekend, you got to fish while the fish are biting. And what a weekend. You know, you guys have heard I've been doing these events paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana. So we did about, what, 3-4 events this weekend in the Haver and Big Sandy areas. And just incredible events all around. We started Saturday at the IGA grocery store. We were right outside the IGA grocery store in Haver. Gave out a bunch of gift cards to the grocery store to help people fight inflation. And then we went to Big Sandy. We were at the Mint Bar and Cafe. And my goodness, some of you were telling me how good their prime rib is there. And you weren't lying. That was incredible prime rib. I'm glad I was there late enough before heading off to the Fusion Fights in order to enjoy in order to enjoy that prime rib. But man, it was so great. We had so many great folks really in all locations, but at the Mint in Big Sandy, you know, liberal Senator John Tester's backyard. And you can tell, man, people in Big Sandy are very frustrated with this liberal Senator John Tester and his failed policies. You know, they're getting hit by inflation, higher grocery prices, higher restaurant prices, higher energy prices because of the failed energy policy of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester as well. But man, I got to meet so many great local ranchers there in the Bear Paws and in the Big Sandy area, and farmers that came out. Some of them, they were right in the middle. You know, they popped in, said hello, had a beverage or a little quick bite to eat, and then they were back to harvesting their products once again. You know, the hauling grain. One couple, they were excited because they're doing peas for the first time there in the Big Sandy area. So they were excited to harvest the peas on top of the wheat. But just incredible. And then, of course, we had the Fusion Fights on Saturday night. And I took another poll. I took another survey. So we were at the Ice Dome in Haver Saturday night. And I got a chance to go in the octagon right before the headliner fights of the evening. And so I said, look, folks, you can boo whatever I say. You can boo or you can cheer. Whatever I say. You know what? Hey, you're not going to offend me because, like, hey, people fought for your freedom of speech, your freedom to say what you want. So you can boo, you can cheer. So then I talked about the blue corner, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester. And my goodness, usually people are polite and they just kind of, you know, you might get the one table of supporters in the back that just kind of does the golf clap, you know, but the crowd just booed. It was so loud. I mean, the place was just filled with the boos for the blue corner. And in the red corner, Donald J. Trump. My goodness, the roar of that crowd was insane how loud it got in there. You wouldn't hear a roar like that until the Haver kid with the last name Mariani won his fight, won his boxing match, I think right after that, or maybe two fights after that. So I think we see where people in the former Democrat stronghold of Hill County stand, don't we?
Securing America.
This week marks the third anniversary of the American withdrawal from Afghanistan. The impact of that decision to remove American troops from the country is still being felt. Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, discussed the situation with the Fox News Rundown podcast.
We know that the United States and our Western allies are more at risk today because there are terrorist groups and organizations that are based in Afghanistan that are plotting attacks against Americans.
Turner adds that with the Taliban now back in control of Afghanistan, that country is once again a security concern.
It continues to pose the threat that it did before 9/11, which is why America is there to begin with, to prevent that from happening.
The U.S. has had to commit additional resources to the Middle East to both help defend Israel and protect U.S. forces from attacks from Iranian-backed terrorist proxy groups. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, look for partial sunshine at times, along with scattered showers and storms. Afternoon high temperatures in the low to mid-70s. For tonight, any lingering showers wrapping up early in the evening, overnight lows into the lower 50s. Tuesday, a brighter day, lots of sunshine, mid-80s for Bozeman, approaching the upper 80s for Billings. And that's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I mentioned how loud the Haver Ice Dome got a couple of different times. It got just crazy loud. I'll have to see if I can go back to their Triller TV video, professional video footage from the Fusion fights in Haver on Saturday night, because, man, it was loud in there. I mean, it was so loud. I had wondered if people could even hear what I was saying, but they could hear what I was saying, because when I said Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester, they were booing, very loudly booing. And then when I said Donald J. Trump, boy, were they roaring with applause. And then I mentioned, I think I threw this out there on Facebook on Saturday night, included a couple of photographs. There were a couple of Mariani kids that were fighting in the Fusion fights, a couple of Haver kids. And I was like, they gotta be related to Mark Mariani, the University of Montana Grizzly football great, who then played in the NFL, of course, just an incredible athlete. And so I had joked on Facebook that, man, when you heard the roar of the crowd when the first Mariani on the fight card won his fight, this boxing match, and it was blow for blow. I mean, it was like these two guys, I think the other guy was from Great Falls, and they just went right at it. And just would not stop punching each other. I mean, it was crazy. But when Mariani won, I was like, man, the roar in the Haver Ice Dome, when Mariani won that fight, you would have thought you were watching another Mariani in Washington Grizzly Stadium with the roar of that crowd. So that was kind of a cool moment on Saturday night at the Fusion fights. Speaking of football, you know, I mentioned Washington Grizzly Stadium, the Bobcats. Wow. They're calling it, I love the headline at the MSU Bobcats website here. They're calling them the Comeback Cats. The Comeback Cats. The Bobcats knocking off New Mexico, which is an FBS team. So here you got these guys coming from the FCS, taking out an FBS team, really in what, the last 15 seconds of the game, I think it was. Here you go. The Big Sky Conference shared the final few moments in the play call as the Bobcats, the Comeback Cats, they were down big time, by the way, earlier in the game on Saturday, and they came back to win it all.
First and goal. Clock winding down. That's Humphrey. It's touchdown, Montana State. The contingent in blue and gold must be at least 1,500 to 2,000 of them erupting.
We've talked so much about Scott Trey's development.
Wow, yeah, so they said, what, about 1,500, 2,000 MSU fans were down in New Mexico for that game, and what a finish. Here is Coach Vegan afterwards. This was also shared by the Big Sky Conference.
Well, Brent, what a statement your team made out here today in a comeback victory over New Mexico. But talk to me about that last drive and the poise you saw from your team.
Yeah, you practice those situations a lot. You need the touchdown to win, field goal to tie. You got a veteran quarterback that ideally has been through that situation a lot in practice and he even has in games. So the moment wasn't too big for him. We were able to make plays. Guys made plays for him on the other side, and obviously to finish that off and get the touchdown rather than the field goal was huge.
What kind of a statement is this for you guys in a week zero game to start off your season?
Well, we got a team that won't quit. We got a lot to correct. I know that, and that's maybe that's where week zero fits in. But I do like our team. I like our resolve. You know, there'll be a lot to learn from this one. But at the end of the day, it's going to count as one, and it's a big win for our program. Congrats on the win, Coach.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is what, the first win against an FBS team since, I think, 2006. Yeah, that's right. Here you go from MSUBobcats.com. After trailing 31-14, Montana State scored the game's last 21 points in the fourth quarter to secure their first win over an FBS opponent since 2006. Montana State outgained New Mexico when it comes to yardage, 222-42 in the fourth quarter alone, with three of the final four Cat drives finding the end zone. So, very impressive. It was kind of fun. I mentioned being in Havre over the weekend, and I got to say a big thank you out there to Andrew Brecky. He gave me a lot of the contacts for us to be able to do all these great events that we did in Havre. Mentioned being at the IGA grocery store in Havre Saturday around noon. Man, we probably ended up interacting with like 150 people or so. It was a very busy afternoon there at the IGA. We were talking inflation, helping people. Everybody gets it. Why, you know, how these, you know, price of everything has just gone crazy in the last 3 years from all the massive government spending by Joe Biden and John Tester. And what really ticks people off is the fact that they're taking your money and giving it to all these illegal aliens and all these other countries, and then you're paying for it, not just in your taxes, but in the higher cost of groceries and goods and everything else. And then I mentioned being at the Mint Bar and Cafe in Big Sandy. Not only did we have some great locals that showed up, but, man, Richard and Jordan, he brought his cool family out. They were like, yeah, we thought, why not take a road trip? Why not come to Big Sandy? So it was great to see Richard and Jordan and Norma Ashby Smith and Dwight Smith, they drove up from Great Falls with some friends there and Big Sandy, and that was incredible seeing all of them. And then Sunday morning, we were set up in front of a great cafe, Char's Cafe, right there on Highway 2, Main Street, Havre. And so I got to talk with a ton of great folks there as well. So, didn't get to see Andrew Brecky because he was at the Bobcat game.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, this year, wildfires continue to devastate landscape and livelihoods across the West, with fires in Montana and Wyoming grabbing the most recent headlines. Now, these fires have forced evacuations and have burned up important rangeland and, unfortunately, even livestock. Last year's excess moisture led to the extra vegetation this year that's now fueling the fires in a much, much drier year. And, of course, resources are running thin as other wildfires continue to burn out of control across the West. In the meantime, the agricultural community, both near and far, is coming together to help wildfire victims, especially ranchers impacted, with things like hay donations, rollover auctions, and more. And one of the resources available for fire victims in northern Wyoming and southeast Montana is the Buffalo Livestock Marketing Facebook page. Your local USDA service center is also a great resource for available assistance for wildfire victims. Now, temperatures this coming week are expected to cool down, which of course should help firefighters in their effort. Now, regardless, our thoughts and prayers go out to everyone impacted by this year's devastating wildfires. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
With harvest time and the peak of summer heat upon us, Montana DNRC reminds farmers and ranchers to be prepared to do your part to prevent equipment-caused wildfires. Practice fire mitigation by regularly cleaning dry materials like straw and chaff from equipment. Avoid parking in or near dry, flashy fuel sources. Always keep a water source, fire extinguisher, and shovel with you. And stay on top of fire restrictions by visiting mtfireinfo.org. Montana DNRC wishes everyone a safe and successful harvest season.
Land Trust is a Montana Farm Bureau member benefit that partners with farmers, ranchers, and other landowners to simply and safely generate income from their land's recreational value. Through hosting guests for activities like bird watching, fishing, hunting, and more, Land Trust landowners are generating income from their land. Montana Farm Bureau members earn 90% of every completed booking of the member's property, and members receive a waived first sportsman booking fee when booking their first experience with Land Trust. Learn more at mfbf.org.
Well, Canadian freight trains could be running as soon as today, as the Canadian government over the weekend forced the two major railroads into binding arbitration with their labor union. The move, they say, should turn aside what would potentially trigger serious economic consequences in both Canada and the United States. Keep in mind, some $23 billion in U.S. farm exports go north into Canada each year, while huge amounts of Canadian potash and nitrogen fertilizers move south. And finally this morning, according to AgriPulse, the South Dakota Supreme Court has unanimously sided with landowners in ruling that CO2 pipeline developer Summit Carbon Solutions has yet to prove it's a common carrier, which limits its ability to do surveys without landowner permission. Now, Summit is planning a 2,500-mile pipeline that cuts across five states, including North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Minnesota, and Iowa, to transport carbon dioxide from Midwestern ethanol plants to a sequestration site in North Dakota. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, yes, we got to get to that. Did you guys hear RFK Jr.'s speech on Friday as he announced that he was endorsing President Trump? Oh, don't worry. We've got some highlights. I've also got, I believe, full audio of his remarks at the Trump rally that then followed later that night. Wow. I'm telling you what, that speech by RFK Jr. on Friday was a speech for the history books. But of course, given the way that the left-wing teachers unions and the radical left controls the schools and the Department of Education and the history books, they will probably conveniently leave that one out. But it was a monumental speech by RFK Jr. Real quick here, and then I'm going to jump right into the phone lines. Russell Nimitz, yeah, I was driving through Chinook, of course, on the way to Havre, and so had to shoot our friend Russell Nimitz a note. We were in sugar beater country, after all. That's where Russell's from. So I saw a few old classmates of his in Big Sandy and in the Havre area, so it was fun being up there. But Russell mentioned the wildfires. The Cowboy State Daily has a couple of good articles talking about the wildfires, because one of them started in northern Wyoming and then pushed into Montana. That's the Remington Fire. Started in northern Wyoming, ran into Montana. It exploded again overnight Saturday and Sunday to nearly 200,000 acres. And so that one is a big one, that it sounds like they've been fighting, based out of the Billings Airport. In fact, I saw our hotel parking lot downstairs is pretty much blocked off, I imagine, for firefighter vehicles. So lots of folks on the ground right now. They've also got a headline at Cowboy State Daily. The owners of Montana's Tongue River Marina just feel defeated by the wildfire damage. So it's talking about just the financial harm that they've been having at the marina there at Tongue River because of all the fires this summer in their neck of the woods. So I reached out to them to see what we can do to help. Into the phone lines we go. Rhonda in Roundup, great to hear from you.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Rhonda, how you doing?
This isn't Rhonda, this is Nancy.
Oh, Nancy, okay. I don't know why he thought Rhonda in Roundup. Okay, Caden's filling in for Travis this morning, so he didn't recognize your voice.
It must have been a good week and a lot of party time. Well, good morning, Montana Talks family. Yeah, getting to Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr.'s speech and endorsement of former President Trump. I was deeply moved. And I'm going to say this, that Robert Kennedy Jr. as well, and I'm going to mention Tulsi Gabbard here too. They are great unifiers. Unifiers in the spirit of being an American. They put Americanism, their duty and their patriotism before their party. And I will say this, I heard a lot of emotion in Robert's speech. Remember, his father and his uncle were both killed.
He's listening to Fox News.
All right, jumping right back into it here. Yeah, Nancy, you are spot on to mention not only RFK Jr., but Tulsi Gabbard, two prominent Democrats who are uniting with President Donald J. Trump, because I believe both of them are, along with President Trump, they're speaking to the biggest issues of the day facing this country. They may not agree on everything, but when it comes to the biggest issues facing this country, they're all three on the same page, right?
Are you still there?
Yeah, are you not hearing me for some reason?
Well, the phone's kind of strange. But anyway, I just want to say that Robert Kennedy took his name off of the blue state's ballot. So they're not going to be able to, Kamala's not going to be able to pick up any votes there. That's going to help Donald Trump tremendously. But there's still a threat, my fellow Americans. Of course, Arizona, they have a new law where you have to show proper ID in order to vote. And Kamala's and Biden's DOJ is trying to get Arizona to break their own law and allow anybody to walk in and vote. And this is not going to cut it. I know that Carrie Lake was running for the senator there in Arizona. They're fighting. And this is what we have to do. We have to fight. And, you know, I'm still on the issue of progressives versus Democrats. I wrote another editorial. I've been making phone calls. I don't think that people like Kamala Harris should be allowed to run as a Democrat. It's misleading, and it's fake. It's not right.
Well, unfortunately, the Democrats picked her. They're the ones that get to decide who a Democrat is and what a Democrat is. Unfortunately, they're also the people that can't figure out what a woman is, right? Nancy, great to hear from you. Yeah, we got a great guy filling in for Travis this morning. Travis is enjoying a nice day off, so we got a great young man filling in for him, and it's great to have Caden in the house here helping us out this morning. 406-294-0970 is the number for you, or you can send us a message on the Montana Talks app as well. Nancy mentioned this speech by RFK Jr. on Friday. Some of you probably haven't even heard that yet or heard some of the highlights. So I'll get to that coming up here right after the break. You know, it's funny doing all this travel, Big Sandy, Haver. Some of you might have been thinking, Aaron, you talked about eating prime rib for dinner on Saturday night while you're at the Mint in Big Sandy. I thought you're doing your annual diet tune-up. Well, I am. Yeah, I've been doing a quick tune-up, two, 3 weeks diet tune-up through Billings Last Diet. That's how I stay on track. You know, once a year or twice a year, sometimes you do a quick tune-up, just trim back down, stay on track, because you're gonna pile on a few pounds over the course of a year. And so that's why I do my monthly check-ins and I do my annual tune-ups. But you might be thinking, well, Aaron, I thought you're doing a diet tune-up. How are you able to eat prime rib? You need protein. You want protein. You need the ideal protein. Billings Last Diet is an ideal protein-based program. And so, yeah, I make sure I get my veggies in. I have a protein snack for breakfast, protein snack and some veggies for lunch, etc. But then for dinner, man, it's a good steak or prime rib and my veggies there. Check out BillingsLastDiet.com if you want to learn more, or give them a call, 294-6751. They got a remote option now, too.
Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Evacuation orders and warnings remain in place for some residents west of Stevensville as firefighters continue efforts to gain some control over the dangerous Sherratt fire, which started during a thunderstorm in the Bitterroot Friday. Ravalli County Sheriff Steve Holton says adults are going to be given a chance to check on their properties this morning if they have proof of ID and residency. The most recently mapped size of the fire has dropped to just over 1,000 acres. Meanwhile, crews are getting some containment on the massive Remington fire, which has blasted across more than 184,000 acres of rangeland and open country on the Montana-Wyoming border, reaching north across Powder River County and into southern Rosebud County over the weekend. A level 2 evacuation notice remains in effect for Bighorn, Rosebud, and Powder River counties. And firefighters are working to get some containment on the newer McElwain fire, which has burned approximately 176 acres west of Helmville in Powell County. Cooler weather is helping with what had been a fast-moving fire there, and the Powell County Sheriff still has some evacuation warnings in place for nearby residents. Those new fires brought the 2024 total for blazes in Montana to over 1,700 fires. We're expecting more discussions this week on the latest report from the Governor's Housing Task Force, especially ideas such as streamlining regulations and perhaps making a shift in fees local governments charge for developers. Jason Laird has the recap.
Montana's Housing Task Force is providing more recommendations to the governor. The group sent another report to Governor Greg Gianforte with nearly two dozen ideas to address housing in the Treasure State. It includes streamlining procedures for construction and setting reasonable limits on local impact fees that can make housing prices higher. The bipartisan task force was put together in 2022 and extended last year following the legislative session. I'm Jason Laird reporting for the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you are thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, check out this old school video. Enjoy a Glacier National Park promo video from 1947. That video, MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
A little cross-promotional fun here. I was just checking out some social media comments, and but this was on the Cat Country Facebook page. Cat Country, for those of you in Butte or Bozeman, if you're in Billings, you know exactly who, in the Billings area, you know who Cat Country is. You know who Mark and Paul are, the Breakfast Flakes. They've been on the radio in Billings for 36 years. Great guys. Usually when I go down the hall, fill up a cup of coffee, I'll end up BSing with them. Sometimes I'll BS a little too long. I'm like, oh man, I got to get back to my own show. I got like 30 seconds to get on the air here. And so, and then sometimes I forget to fill up my coffee cup because I end up BSing with those guys for too long. But I wrote this story for our Montana Talks website last night. And, you know, just like I will share Mark and Paul's content on our Montana Talks website, some of my content will also end up on the Cat Country website and in Billings as well, just like it's on the KXTL website in Butte and the KMMS website in Bozeman, et cetera. But I took our conversation with Navy SEAL veteran and Republican U.S. Senate candidate Tim Sheehy from Friday. He came and joined us in studio around 8:40 in the morning, if you missed it. And so we've got the full audio on our podcast, of course. But I did a little write-up on it as well. And here's what I pointed out. Since the media in Montana never asks liberal Senator John Tester any tough questions, we asked Tim what questions he would ask John Tester. We also talked about the latest poll numbers and Tester's flip-flop on his public support for Kamala Harris. Anyway, there were some great comments on the Cat Country Facebook page. Stephanie in Red Lodge was jumping in on the conversation there. So was a great military spouse, Dawn. I'll probably butcher her last name. Anyway, Dawn, her husband's an Army veteran, and she's a rock star. But she will listen in on the liberal radio shows. So she was listening in on to try to, you know, hold their guests accountable. I don't think they take phone calls. But anyway, take Billings, Montana, for example. I didn't even know this. I was reading something. Charlie Fox posted something on Facebook about how, you know, Tim Sheehy stopped in and saw them. Tim Sheehy stops in and joins us on Montana Talks. We take your phone calls. He stops in and sees Mark and Paul, the Breakfast Flakes, on the country station. He goes and see my friend Scott Fredericks down at another radio station. I mean, he goes and sees all these folks. Flip-flop, flat-top, cowardly John Tester. I didn't even notice it. He won't even go see Charlie Fox. He won't even go see Charlie Fox and Kurt Anthony. They've long time been in the business. These guys are pros, class acts, right? And so it's like, wow, I just thought he was just afraid of little old me. I thought he was afraid of your phone call. He's afraid of everybody. And the only show, well, he'd go see Scott, you know, but he'd go to Big J, who's the liberal guy in Billings. Nice guy, though. Big J and McLovin, I love both those guys. Good guys. We may disagree on some stuff. We agree on it. But anyway, you know, they're pretty liberal on some stuff. So John Tester will go in there. And apparently they asked him a question that he did not like. You know, he is the chairman of the VA committee. And they asked him why the VA is such a mess and why more veterans can't get community care and go to, you know, the hospital in their own town instead of driving all. And John Tester did not like that question at all. And so I was noticing some of the comments on. So Don was, you know, giving them credit for at least raising a subject that maybe John Tester didn't want to have raised. Yeah, not really a tough question, but certainly a topic that John Tester did not want to talk about. And so I had to joke around. Has he been back since then? And apparently he has not been back since that point at all. But anyway, full audio with Tim Sheehy on our Montana Talks website. Oh, speaking of liberal Senator John Tester, wow, he just got slammed by a tribal leader here in Montana. I was doing my show prep this morning. The Hill is a Washington, D.C. publication, prominent publication back in Washington, D.C. You know, you got the Washington Post, the Washington Times, Washington Examiner, Politico, Axios now. But The Hill is one of those publications that's been on The Hill for a long time now. The Hill has a big report about how what was the headline here? Let me pull up my x.com/account. Anyway, the story was something about how John Tester sent a letter. He sent a letter to somebody. Who did he send the letter to? Here we go. Let's see. Here's the headline from thehill.com. Tight Montana Senate race spotlights tribal safety concerns. So, you know, Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, he's been going out shaking hands all across the state. He's been going to all the reservations. He's been going to powwows. He was at Crow Fair, as I understand. I mean, he's been going to all these places. Even if they have a John Tester sign sitting right behind them, he will go up and shake their hands and say hi. I think he was on the Rocky Boy. And there were some people with some John Tester signs there. He went up, shook their hands, said hi to them. And so, but anyway, listen to this. So John Tester apparently sent some letter saying that he was concerned about the crime on our reservations. And one of the tribal leaders basically fired back. Yeah, Tester sent a letter to, let's see, pressed the Government Accountability Office, the GAO, to review, quote, unacceptable public safety efforts by the Bureau of Indian Affairs here in Montana. He expressed concern with an extreme lack of trained law enforcement and insufficient detention facilities, and officers raised during direct conversations with Montana tribal leaders. Asked about the time, this is the important part here, asked about the timing of the letter. Now, remember, John Tester is in power in Washington. They control the Senate, 50-50 Senate. One vote can make or break important legislation. He has all the power. Joe Biden, his buddy Joe Biden, even though he's off in Delaware for the rest of the week, he was in California all week last week. He's just mailing it in at this point. His party is in power. They have the power to not just send strongly worded letters, but to actually get more law enforcement on our reservations. They've had the power for nearly 4 years now. They just aren't helping our reservation communities. So get this, Jeff Stiffarm, the president of the Assiniboine and Gros Ventre Nations of the Fort Belknap Indian Community. I just drove through Fort Belknap. By the way, it's been a while since I've made that drive, because usually I just drive straight north to Malta, over to Glasgow, or maybe Jordan, up through Fort Peck that way, or I drive to the Flathead, you know, because my family's from both sides of the state. So it's been a long time since I've driven that cut across from, you know, just south of the Little Rockies there, up through Hayes and up to Harlem. What a beautiful drive, by the way, with the Little Rockies in the backdrop. I even had to pull off the highway and just drive through Hayes, because it's just such a beautiful backdrop there. But anyway, Jeff Stiffarm, the president of the Assiniboine and Gros Ventre Nations of the Fort Belknap Indian Community, responded to the timing of the letter sent by Tester and said, "It's an election year. He's running for re-election. He needs votes, but it should have been done years ago," said Jeff Stiffarm, who added that he's been working on this issue since he was elected president of the Assiniboine and Gros Ventre Nations 3 years ago. Wow, look at that. I mean, that is powerful. That is a tribal leader standing up for his people and calling BS on, you know, John Tester sending a letter. Well, gee, thanks. Because John Tester may have sent a letter expressing concerns about law enforcement on the reservations, but John Tester's open border policies have also sent the drug cartels to the reservations, the meth, the fentanyl, and the crime. So anyway, that's what he's actually delivered. That's what he's actually done. Oh, and he's delivered higher gas prices, higher energy prices, higher grocery prices. You know, if I lived in Hayes, Montana, how far of a drive do I have to take to get to a grocery store, a gas station? Not just one grocery store, but why don't you want choice, right? Multiple grocery stores. Sadly, our friends in Hayes, Montana are getting hit even harder by the failed Democrat Party policies than a lot of you listening to the show are right now, because, you know, a lot of you live in town, in Billings, in Bozeman, in Butte. And so you've got, you know, a lot of you have Costco, Sam's Club, Walmart, Albertsons, Winco, IGA. You got several different, you know, options at your fingertips. Folks way out there in the countryside don't have that. So they're paying more for everything, on top of the fact that everybody's paying more for everything. They're suffering the most by Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester's failed policies. Now, sadly, many of the people that are getting hit the hardest by the Democrat policies will still continue to vote for the Democrats. They'll still continue to vote for these woke white liberals that are causing so much harm on our reservations.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The media will not play Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in their own words. That's why we're deputizing and asking all of you to help us bypass this corrupt, abusively biased media in this country. And that means to go on Hannity.com, get them in their own words. Post it on social media, share it with your friends, neighbors, coworkers. Same with Tim Walz. Because otherwise, there's not going to be widespread knowledge of how radical, extreme, and dangerous these policies are. And they get away with it. They're the single biggest contributors to the Harris-Walz campaign out there. It is technically an in-kind donation, but whatever.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Hey, do you have big plans for Labor Day weekend? Well, let Blinds.com handle the heavy lifting. Now, Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale is almost here, but you can save right now on their best-selling window treatments during their spectacular Labor Day Early Access Sale. Now, Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments, 100% online, and that means you're saying yes to upfront pricing. Now, Blinds.com has award-winning design experts. They'll offer free virtual consultations on your schedule. They can send you free samples right to your door, fast and free. Do the measuring and installation yourself, or frankly, let Blinds.com handle it all. They install unlimited window treatments for one low cost. Now, don't miss Blinds.com's Labor Day early access sale. It's happening right now. Save up to 45% for a limited time. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Their Labor Day early access sale going on right now. Rules and restrictions.
Online at MontanasTravelAgency.com.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spa Studio, the hot tub company your friends recommend.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let me play a little bit of what RFK Jr. had to say on Friday, and then we'll sneak on another quick call before we wrap up the hour. This was a segment of Jesse Waters' primetime Friday night. Listen to the roar of the crowd at the Trump rally.
I don't think I've ever introduced anybody that got applause like that.
RFK Jr. had some thoughts. Listen.
Call from the president. And we talked about, not about the things that separate us, because we don't agree on everything, but on the values and the issues that bind us together. And one of the issues that he talked about was having safe food and ending the chronic disease epidemic. Our children are now the unhealthiest, sickest children in the world. Don't you want healthy children? And don't you want the chemicals out of our food? And don't you want the regulatory agencies to be free from corporate corruption? And don't you want a president that's going to make America healthy again?
The Republican Party is united, plus the Kennedy faction and any independents he brings along for the ride. Kennedy's not the one who abandoned the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party abandoned him. All right, there's more to that great segment. I'll play here maybe next hour of the show or later on in the 8 o'clock hour when we should have plenty of open phones time as well. But let's sneak on another caller, Gary in Billings. Gary, what's going on this morning?
Good morning, Aaron. Thanks for taking my call. I am just really burnt. I received a two-page flyer of this old couple with my name on it that Tim Shee is going to take away your Social Security, and they're crying. And if I could get a hold of that slob, he's nothing but a bunch of bull air.
So, yeah, it's amazing. You see all these lies coming from the Democrat Party. It just fires you up every time. You know, it's funny how there's still some people who believe this. They know that you can't trust a word out of Chuck Schumer or John Tester's mouth, but yet they still feel like every lying campaign commercial, we need to respond to this. Where's the response to this? The response is don't trust a damn word out of Chuck Schumer and John Tester's mouth, because you know you can't trust these guys. They lie constantly. I mean, Tester, his whole flip-flop on Kamala Harris last week shows you this guy is a phony. He's a liar. You know, on Wednesday at the Wilma, he says, oh, Kamala Harris's race is the most important race in the country. And then the next day he says, oh, I'm not endorsing her. The guy is a fraud. You know, so I get it. People want to see a response to every phony ad that comes out there. There's no way you can respond to all the phony BS mud they throw out there. People just need to realize you can't trust a word out of these guys' mouths, right?
Well, you know, in the paper yesterday in the Sunday editorial, there's more articles praising John Tester and running Tim down. I received a call from Tim the other day, and I think, what a great man that we have to represent us. And
so why do you pay for the paper? Why do you pay for the paper? You can tell it's all AstroTurf. They take the same letter to the editor that was already printed in four other Lee newspapers across the state. They're just making it look like there's more support for Tester than there really is. So why do you keep paying for it?
Well, there's two reasons, Aaron. I'm an old guy. I used to have a lot of friends. I take the paper because of two things: the sports and the obituaries.
I hear you. Yeah, that's, yeah, it's, one of them's a good one. The other one's, it's a sad one, but Do they still have a lot of obituaries? I thought they don't even run that many of those anymore. You got to like pay to get them or something. But
Yeah, there's a lot of obituaries. Of course, being around Billings, growing up in Broadus, I knew a lot of people in my
life. I'll bet. All right, hey, great to hear from you. Well, they got great photographers there at the Gazette, too. I'll give them that.
Wake up!